Do you need shots of ordinary people doing things for your next commercial? We got that B-roll.
We got that B-roll.
Two men pointing at an office file? We got that B-roll. Bored man flipping through channels? We got that B-roll. Angry man in traffic? Yeah, we got that B-roll. What do you want him to wear? Casual? Upscale casual? Business? We got that B-roll. Why does he look so upset? Maybe he's late for work. Nope, he's at work. He's a B-roll actor. Happy couple walking on the beach? We got that B-roll. Want that happy couple to kiss? No problem. Want him to get a little fresh with the lady? Done. Hey, you two, cut it out and stay at the ocean so I can get B-roll of that. That's better. What a nice view of the ocean. That's B-roll of the ocean. Think that's all the B-roll we got? Not even close. Overwhelmed man trying to pay bills? Yeah, we got it. Frustrated man looking for a job in the paper? You know we got it. And lunch meeting success. Hey, look, that's me. I like my B-roll so much I'm in it. Kirk Gibson hitting a game-winning home run in the 88 World Series. No! That's too specific. That is not B-roll. Doctor talking to smiling patient. We got that B-roll. Man having trouble sleeping. Got it. What's his problem? He doesn't like being in B-roll? I was just in some B-roll and I loved it. The sneezer. Backache. Headache. And depressed woman touching a wall. Why is she touching the wall? I don't know. That's what depressed people do, right? Don't judge the B-roll. Listen, we got all that B-roll and thousands more. So come on down to our B-roll warehouse. Just kidding. That's B-roll. I fooled you, see? That's how good our B-roll is. We got that B-roll.
We got that B-roll.
You know we do.
To order your B-roll, call 1-800-BBB-ROLL. That's 1-800-BBB-ROLL. Call now.
Great again. I will make.
Pretended to be someone that I'm not.
Great again. I will make. Great wall. great again. I will make wars great again. I will make
women's looks
great again. I will make
so much deception
great again. I will make
the hat
great again. I will make
I was a businessman
great again. I will make
a lot of little people
great again. I will make
golf course
great again. I will make
ISIS
great again. I will make
brainwashings of white trash proletariat
great again. I will make
Donald Trump
great again. I will make
killing savages
great again.
anxieties about cultural identity, and that explains the rise of UKIP, the UKIPs, that and the fact that Nigel Farage of the UKIPs is what we in England call a character. He's a character, isn't he? Nigel Farage, a character. But remember, a character is defined in the Dictionary of Theatre as being something that gives the illusion of being a person. Now, a lot of people have been saying they're voting UKIP as a protest vote, which I sort of understand, but when we were young, a protest vote, you voted for someone nice who might not get in, like the Greens, didn't you, or some funny, silly, amusing party, like the Raving Monster Loony Party or the Liberal Democrats, something like that. But people have been voting for the UKIPs as a protest vote, and they're nasty, and they might get in, and then what kind of protest is that? That's like shitting your hotel bed as a protest against bad service and then realising you've now got to sleep in a shitted bed. Paul Nuttalls is the deputy leader of the UKIPs, and he's from Liverpool, and he's very worried about all these Bulgarians coming over. And in July, he said, Bulgarians need to ensure that their brightest and best people stay in Bulgaria and make it economically prosperous instead of coming to the UK to serve tea and coffee. Now, that's all very well for Paul Nuttalls of the UKIPs, because he lives in Liverpool, but I live in London. And what I want to know is, how am I supposed to get cheap tea and coffee? Unless there's a massively overqualified East European philosophy professor prepared to make it for me for significantly less than the living wage. Selfish, selfish Paul Nuttalls of the UKIPs. Paul Nuttalls of the UKIPs, clearly genuine concern for domestic economic prosperity in Bulgaria. I don't doubt that for a minute, but that is threatening my access to cheap hot beverages in the central London area. And what I say to Paul Nuttalls of the UKIPs from Liverpool is this: Paul Nuttall of the UKIPs from Liverpool, abandon your parliamentary hopes and your dreams of London and stay in Liverpool where you belong. For you are clearly the brightest and best that Liverpool has to offer. So stay in Liverpool and concentrate instead on making Liverpool economically prosperous. And not just by climbing over the hotel toilet cubicle doors and stealing people's coats either. But how to make Liverpool economically prosperous? If only there was some way for Liverpudlians to profit from going on and on about the past in a whiny voice.
What you've done is evolve a system that knowingly operates the levers that make people laugh by using any means possible, apart from actually saying anything funny.
Yeah, I know.
You made them feel awkward,
yeah.
You made them feel a little bit afraid,
yeah.
You made them feel nervous,
yeah.
And that is the only reason they laugh.
But what's the last thing that they would expect? Something funny actually just being said. And that's what I've tried to do in this series.
Again and again.
Again and again, I've tried to just do a joke that will make people laugh. And you can see the fear and confusion on their faces. They go, what's this? What's happening now?
This is quite a complicated brew, because I'm not sure whether that's smug or psychotic.
Yeah. Now, I am aware, right, it's now December 2013, and I'm recording this, but by the time this goes out, it will be 2014, by which time, if the UKIPs are right, we will have been swamped by Bulgarians. And I do appreciate that I will now look like the worst kind of BBC liberal apologist idiot if you're all sitting at home watching this dubbed into Bulgarian. With Romanian subtitles. But the UKIP seem to object to the Bulgarians on the grounds that they are skilled, which is a whole new angle in the anti-immigration debate. Here they are, coming over here, their skills. A lot of people say that we need mass immigration if we're going to have economic growth. Other people say it will always cost the infrastructure more than it brings to the country. Whatever the truth of those two positions, the way people are talking about the Bulgarians, we've seen it all before. We've seen 10 years ago with the Poles, people going, oh, bloody Poles coming over here, bloody Poles coming over here, all Polish and mending everything, coming over here fixing all the stuff we've broken and too illiterate to read. 40, 45 years ago, it was the Indians, wasn't it? Bloody Indians. Pakistanis and Indians coming over here, inventing us a national cuisine. Before that, in the 16th century, bloody Huguenots, wasn't it? Bloody Huguenots coming over here from medieval France, bloody French religious heretics coming over here, doubting transubstantiation. Bloody French Huguenots coming over here questioning the Eucharistic symbolism with their faint ability to weave little jerkins out of lace. We don't want your lace here. We've got corduroy. My name's Paul Nuttalls of UKIPs, and I say we need to ensure the brightest and best Huguenots stay in medieval France and concentrate on revising its relationship with the Eucharistic tradition instead of coming over here to the UK and teaching us to make hats out of lace. And before them, in the 5th century, was the Anglo-Saxons, wasn't it? Bloody Anglo-Saxons coming over here from northern continental Europe, the Anglo-Saxons, with their inlaid jewellery and their ship burial traditions and their miserable epic poetry. And before them, 2000 BC, 4000 years ago, is the Beaker folk, wasn't it? Bloody Beaker folk. The Beaker folk coming over here, rowing up the Tagus estuary from the Iberian Peninsula and improvised rap. Bloody Beaker folk coming over here with their beakers, with their drinking vessels. What's wrong with just cupping up the water in your hands and licking it up like a cat? My name's Paul Niles from YouTube, and I say we need to ensure the brightest and best beaker folk stay in the Iberian Peninsula and fill it with beakers instead of coming over here to the UK and teaching us to drink liquid out of cups. And before them, 4,500 BC, 6,500 years ago, the Neolithic people, wasn't it? Bloody Neolithic people coming over here from continental Mediterranean. Neolithic people coming over here with their pictograms and their primitive wheat farming innovations and their astrological stone circle temples with all the rocks aligned with the movements of the planets. What's wrong with just worshipping a tree? My name's Paul Nuttall of UKIPs, and I say we need to ensure the brightest and best Neolithic people stay in Mediterranean continent. So they're coming over here to the UK and teaching us to make and eat bread. And before them, 400 million years ago, when the first fish crawled up onto the land, our land. You get back in the sea. You fin cunt.
Thank you. Still a kicking in my brain. Well, I just bit off a mine. quite evident that the aid is in fact not coming from the West to Africa, but from Africa to the Western world. The Western world depends on Africa in every possible way, since alternative resources are scarce out here. So how does the West ensure that the free aid keeps coming? By systematically destabilizing the wealthiest African nations and their systems, and all that backed by huge PR campaigns, leaving the entire world under the impression that Africa is poor and dying and merely surviving on the mercy of the West. Well done, Oxfam, UNICEF, Red Cross, Life Aid, and all the other organizations that continuously run multi-million dollar advertisement campaigns depicting charity porn to sustain that image of Africa globally. Ad campaigns paid for by innocent people under the impression to help with their donations. While one hand gives under the flashing lights of cameras, the other takes in the shadows.
Bride, hear me sing, Frank Sheeran?
Yeah.
How do you know Frank Sheeran?
He used to be a truck driver.
How long have you known him?
Oh, quite a long time now.
How many years?
I wouldn't know. It's got to be a long time.
When did you first meet him?
A long time ago.
How did you know Jimmy Hopkins?
Oh, I know him for a few years.
What did you mean? When did you first meet him?
When did I first meet
him? When did you first meet Jimmy Hopkins?
Quite a while back.
That's you. Quite a while back. Can you give me that in terms of
calories? I can't give you numbers.
Why not?
That's what you're looking for. I can't give you a number. Because I don't recall, because I give you one number, it may be the wrong one.
Give me an approximation.
No approximation. I know him a long time.
How old were you when you met him?
I was pretty old guy. He was okay.
70, well, you're 79 now, correct?
That's right.
Were you in your 50s?
I don't remember exactly when it was, but it's quite a while.
Where were you when you met Jimmy Hopkins for the first time?
In Detroit.
What was the nature of your business in Detroit that...
Another wedding.
Pardon me?
Another wedding.
Me, Michelle. You can't go to the dance alone. You look like a total lesbian.
I'd rather look like a les than go to the dance with any of these duds, boneheads, or weebs.
Oh, yeah. Got a date for the dance? Come on, this queeb's got needs.
What's that, Dwayne? You laminate your porn so you can take it in the shower.
Laminated porn? Why didn't I think of that before?
Come on, Cole. Don't you want to stop Stacy and Corey from being crowned king and queen of Christmas?
Hey! Huh? Get a room and have sex in it.
That's a great idea. Wait. Come on, babe. Let's flex to sex.
This water's too cold, Pierre. It's hurting my teeth.
Hurry up, Tucker. We'll be late for class.
Thank you. Thank you. Gif blar is a perennial shrub of southern Africa that is deadly poisonous to livestock.
Language of origin?
Afrikaans.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
Just the one.
For speech.
Now.
Can you please repeat the word?
Gif blar.
Gif blar. G-I-F-B-L-A-A-R. Gif blar.
That is correct.
Ananya, if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the 2017 Scripps National Spelling Bee Champion. Marikane.
Marikane. And the definition, please.
A dress fabric that is made with a warp of silk or rayon and the filling of other yarns and is similar to but heavier than canton crepe.
Hard speech.
Noun.
Language of origin.
It's from a French word from an African geographical name.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
There are not.
Can you please repeat the word?
Marikane.
Confident initially.
Marikane.
She knows what it means.
A-R-O-C-A-I-N.
That is correct.
Congratulations on that. You are the champion.
Und ich habe mal, ich habe auch irgendwann die Übersetzung gefunden, aber da sind ein paar bosnische Wörter, die ich im Lexikon nicht finde. Demirli? Demirli. Na, Demirli Penjeru. Wurde übersetzt am eisernen Fenster.
Ey, so gut, ich spreche okay. Das ja auch nicht. Also.
Scheiße.
Ich
kann
nicht
so
40 Jahre. Noch. Aber weiter singen.
Okay,
ja, der Gesang war schön.
Katja Poja Nabem Baschu Nabem Baschu Nabodu Ja Povedo Bielo Janje, Bielo Janje, Sasobo. Ja povedo, Bielo Janje, Bielo Janje, Sasobo. Wenn was wird je Wolke, wenn was schanke. Na kapii staja chujan samo moja ni za draga.
Scheiße, ne?
Irli penjelo ja samo moja ni za draga. Dobra veče, djevojče, ona meni, doć do veče, doć do veče, djevojče, ona meni, doć do veče. Doč to veče, dilberče.
Ok,
It's
Weiter singen.
I'm going to place approximately 50 marbles in a jar, and I'm going to run the ice cream cycle, which is the slowest cycle we have. Glass dust. Don't breathe this.
But no, couldn't open the door.